This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. Former Montana Senator Conrad Burns, a former cattle auctioneer whose folksy demeanor and political acumen earned him three terms and the bitter disdain of his opponents, has died. He was 81. Montana Republican Party Executive Director Jeff Espin says Burns died yesterday afternoon of natural causes at his home in Billings. Burns defeated two-term U.S. Senator John Melcher in 1988 and rose to one of the most influential positions in Washington. The Republican used his influence on the Appropriations Committee to set the course on energy development and public lands management across the rural West. He was ousted from office in 2006 under the specter of scandal after developing close ties to lobbyist Jack Abramoff, who was later jailed for conspiracy and fraud. No charges were ever filed against Burns. Senator John Tester introduced a bill yesterday to fix the year-old Veterans Choice Program that was supposed to help vets get medical care quicker but isn't working as planned. Tester helped pass that bill 2 years ago and says it's important to fix.
We're second per capita for the number of veterans in the country in Montana. We have fully 10% of our folks are veterans. And so it's important for the state of Montana, but it's important for the whole country. And it's a good day in Washington, D.C. when we get pieces of legislation like this out.
The bipartisan bill Tester has signed on to is competing with a Republican-sponsored measure. And if it passes the Senate, Tester says it still faces challenges in the House. He's hoping his bill will be out of the Senate by Memorial Day. A new audit says the state's financial statements are error-free this time, unlike a year ago when an audit revealed scores of mistakes and cited a lack of internal controls that could have exposed the errors sooner. Last year's mistakes prompted the governor's office to put in place new protocols and hire a new accountant. The current audit covers the fiscal year ending June 30, 2015. While state officials described some of last year's errors as simple mistakes, such as dropping zeros from large numbers, the errors could have affected the state's bond rating. Some mistakes were big, including a $1 billion overstatement of accumulated depreciation related to the state's infrastructure. Audits are routine, but help investors and bond rating companies evaluate an institution's financial health. The University of Montana student newspaper, The Kaiman, says it will have to cut staff if it doesn't get a proposed $1 fee increase students are voting on this week. Claire Chandler, next year's managing web editor, says that this year has been full of pay cuts and reductions in staff hours.
So right now, most people work a lot more than they get paid for. And next year, we can make sure that we are still paying our people the amount of hours that they're working.
If students reject the fee increase like they did last year, Chandler says the Kaiman will have to cut staff, which could decrease the quality of the paper. However, if the fee increase does pass, she says they'll be able to focus more on the content without the stress of wondering whether they have the budget to produce a weekly publication. A $3 million endowment has been set up at the Museum of the Rockies in honor of renowned paleontologist Jack Horner, who's retiring after 34 years. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that the announcement came yesterday as students, faculty, and friends gathered at the Montana State University-affiliated museum to honor Horner. CenturyLink representatives gave the Montana Public Service Commission an update yesterday on its work to improve inadequate phone service in several Montana communities. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Last fall, the PSC and CenturyLink settled a lawsuit over the quality of their phone service in Weibo and Wolf Creek. PSC Vice Chairman Travis Cavula says CenturyLink is required to fix those problems by this winter.
And by August of 2017, they need to have broadband built out to areas south of Cascade, Montana. So we'll know a little bit more, I think, in coming quarters, whether they've missed any deadlines. For now, it sounds like they're on track.
Cavula says the PSC deal with CenturyLink impacts a couple thousand people who are not getting good phone service from the communication company. CenturyLink is also in agreement to receive millions of dollars from the Federal Communications Commission to build out broadband to 33,000 homes and businesses over the next 6 years. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A long-term program to monitor grizzly bears in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem continues this summer in Glacier National Park. Park officials said Wednesday that wildlife managers will begin work next week to deploy bait stations, trail cameras, and traps to capture grizzly bears. The bait stations and trap sites will be marked with brightly colored warnings and closure signs. Visitors are asked to respect the posted signs and stay out of the bait station sites. The trapping efforts will continue into October. The Grizzly Bear Monitoring Program began in 2004 and is led by the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. State, federal, park, and tribal wildlife biologists try to maintain a sample of 10 radio-colored female grizzly bears in the park where an estimated 300 grizzly bears live. Governor Steve Bullock says he wants to spend $200 million on roads, bridges, schools, and other public works, but hasn't settled on specific projects or exactly how to pay for them. Bullock says infrastructure spending would be his top priority during the 2017 legislative session if he's reelected. A similar spending package in 2015 came up one vote short in the Republican House. Bullock says he'll decide in coming months what projects to include this time. The fifth annual Missoula Craft Beer Week starts tomorrow. This year's celebration of local brews is aimed towards pairing outdoor activities with beer. The week includes events like a bicycle brews cruise and a beer run. Event co-founder Ryan Newhouse.
But we wanted to incorporate and show how beer can be integrated in other Missoula businesses and Missoula activities.
The festivities also include various beer tasting events, and Newhouse says beer enthusiasts will enjoy.
So you're going to get the education. Instead of just going, you know, up to a bar and ordering whatever from a list and not talking to anybody about it, you're going to get kind of a new level or a deeper level of engagement.
The weekend's next Saturday with the Garden City Brew Fest. Newhouse says he estimates a turnout of about 6,000 people. Thanks a lot for listening for Montana Public Radio. I'm Edward O'Brien.